Christy Turner with our partner CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News. Jax has the duty of kind of being our eyes and ears out around Northeast Florida, driving around to see what is open. Are you starting to see that businesses and specifically gas stations are opening up?
Sort of. So we were just at the Gate gas station on Town Center Parkway near the St. John's Town Center. That was open. It was already busy. People were racing there to fill up. But we've been driving around pretty much all over this morning and haven't seen really many gas stations open. A lot of them still have their pumps covered. They are still boarded up. I found a lot of gas stations closed on Beach Boulevard and Atlantic Boulevard. I'm checking the Gas Buddy fuel tracker right now. On their map, it has a lot of red and orange, and that indicates that gas stations have no fuel and no power, or they have limited fuel options, and pretty much a lot of the map is covered in red and orange. There are a few green spots that has fuel and power. That's mostly along 95 near University. So I'm seeing some gas stations open over there.
And it's going to be sporadic to see them begin to get not just their power back, but also the fuel as well. Beyond gas stations, are you seeing, like I've already had a few people tweet at me like, hey, is Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks open?
Yes, I have been searching for Starbucks all morning and I have not found one yet. So
no!
When I find that cup of coffee, I will let everyone know where that is.
Oh, good. I just had in my ear, Christy, the Dunkin' Donuts off Bay Meadows is open. So if you're a Starbucks fan, at least you could go get some coffee. So you got that going for you.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll keep up to date, obviously, in the coming hours and the day ahead on who's open, who's closed. We've got a running list of the schools, the bridges, and some of the other businesses, big businesses that are either open or closed. That's available right now for free in the News 104.5 WOKV app when you tap the Irma button.